You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Today is Tuesday, March 26th, 2019. We have Red Shades coming on tonight. If you missed the DJ Myth episode, that is up now, as is his live set that he did. He brought the turntables up here and got quite busy. That's on YouTube. If you just go to YouTube, LFOD. Everything else, the Trevor Holmes, E. Jake, Noom Nero, Women in Hip Hop, etc., all those episodes are up on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, LFODradio.com, wherever you can find podcasts. If you subscribe, you'll get this episode right when it drops, usually around noon tomorrow. Otherwise, you'll get it when we post it. Like I said, we got Red Shades coming on. She is a Boston rapper. Just dropped her new EP, Chillin' in the Shade. She's got a show Friday night at Atwoods with Mint Green, presented by the homie Cliff Notes. And it looks like she's going to be having a very active 2019, so I'm excited to talk about all that. And you can talk to us as well at LFOD Radio with an underscore on Twitter. Speaking of which, we are going to be giving away a pair of tickets to the Toby Nwigwe show next Friday at the Paradise. He's going to be there on April 5th. So when you play his record coming up here, if you just tweet at us, let us know you're tuned in. It's at LFOD Radio with an underscore. LFOD Radio everywhere else. If you're an artist tuned in, submissions at LFODradio.com. We're playing some submissions tonight. Shout Cass Sinatra. He's been tagging us all day, letting people know to tune in. And if you haven't checked out that Patreon page, do that as well, please. I know I'm throwing a lot of stuff at y'all, but patreon.com/LFODLife. I am joined tonight by Mr. A-Ball.
Hello, hello.
And Miss Amanda Shea.
Hey, how you doing?
What's happening?
I'm great.
Nice.
Great.
Good.
Good.
So, Amanda.
Yes.
We got to talk about this before we bring Red on.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, full disclosure, you know, recently began managing Red Shades.
I have.
And now we've brought her up to LFOD Radio to get the skinny on that.
That's right.
The skinny?
The skinny, yeah. You haven't heard that?
He's too young for that.
That's from Amanda's generation.
Okay. Yes, it is actually. And yours.
Anyway. No, I'm sorry. Vag's snark is just rubbing off on everybody. Her mic's turned off though, so. Skinny's like the bee's knees, you know?
The business.
The lowdown.
Let me know what the deal is.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes. Kind of like the tea.
It is the tea.
Yeah, the skinny. There's the probably tea. It probably has some super problematic, you know.
Sounds like a Kim Kardashian thing. Yeah. Skinny tea.
So, do you want to talk about how you guys linked up when she gets on here, or do you want to get into it?
I do want to talk.
Okay.
To her about how we met.
Okay.
I'll wait for her. Yeah. Hey.
Okay. Hey. So, we'll do that.
Nice try though.
What do you mean?
Because like I don't want to be interviewed.
We have to interview you.
Do
a
you
little
have
bit.
To?
This is your name.
You're a part of the story here.
I am part of the story, yeah. But there's so much to talk to.
Yeah,
about.
No, we're gonna talk to her.
There's
mostly.
So much.
We're gonna talk to her mostly.
I have good questions for her too. That she has no idea that I'm gonna ask her on the way up here. I was like, I prepared questions, and she was like, oh, and I'm like, yeah, it's stuff I know for a fact she has not been asked by anybody.
Yeah, that's what's up. We wanted to just put it out there so people weren't like, oh, she gets to interview her artist, throwing the softball questions. You know? So we want people.
No. I'm
it's
not
real.
Doing that.
Yeah.
No. You
You're
guys
not
know
her
me better.
Right
you,
now.
No,
you
not at all. We're not friends here. We're not
LFOD
friends here.
Radio.
Y'all know how I am.
You know
I say that
is.
To everybody. I'm like, we're not friends here today.
Wait, we're not. I've never heard
on
that.
The mic
well,
all,
not you guys. Not
all
you.
All okay.
It's always the guests. Yeah. Like friendships are left at the door because I'm gonna ask you real.
It's gonna get real.
Real questions.
This is LFOD.
Facts. We gotta do it big or go home. You know what I'm saying?
I'm doing it wrong. I come here to make friends.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. This is usually the place I lose friends.
Have you lost any from
no,
doing
haven't.
These interviews?
Not yet, but I have had somebody be like, wow, like those questions were pretty intense. And I'm like, well,
we've had some,
yeah,
like, some moments.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I've been told that, yeah, you, yeah, people who listen and have given us the third person observation definitely feel like you're here to kind of bring
a
little
Cowell
bit of heat.
Of the group.
Yeah. Yeah.
He does the, yeah, okay. Yeah. I like it.
I'm the
like,
yes
he
man.
Does that. I think you, like, kind of, you know, get on people, and then they're like, and Sam seems to try to keep it, like, as
balanced.
Civil as possible. And
I've actually heard the same comparison, actually. That's really, really funny, because somebody said the same thing. They were like, Alex is kind of like, yeah, you know, and Sam, yeah. And you're just like, wait. And Sam's kind of just, like, trying to, like, make sure, you know, like, it all stays neutral, and, like, he balances y'all out. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really don't have your mic on.
Sam is the glue.
What do you say?
And push the conversation along.
I try to.
No, you do.
Keep it going.
We have to.
I know.
It's all about viral. Like, artists, if you can't answer it in a minute, you know,
facts.
Cut the ums and ahs and, you know, get to it.
I still say a lot. I do.
You're not that bad.
Get rid of the words and likes.
Yeah.
Okay. Where?
The biggest thing is you chew gum while you're on the air.
I actually don't have gum today, though.
Okay.
But I do, I mean...
Just smacking. Anyway, we're having fun. And guys, if you didn't tune in last week, it was the Victoria A-Ball Sam episode. We talked about how trap relates to both punk rock and classical music. We discussed our favorite symphonies.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about, what else? We got into some things.
A-Ball danced.
Yeah, he
A-Ball
and
definitely
he was pop
got down.
Locking and dropping it. I saw the videos. I was like, what?
Yep.
I hope you guys liked it.
We did. I did.
Thanks.
You had a little mini viral moment there.
Yeah, yeah. I totally didn't know you could move like that. Like
that
at
was
all.
That
it
was
like
my
really
all right
fluid.
Stuff. You know, it was all right.
Yeah.
So there's like better stuff.
Wait till you see him crump.
No, oh, you crump
yes,
too?
Yes, he does. He said he
just
crumps.
A little bit.
Are you serious?
It's new to me, but it blends in to the popping and
that's dope. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Well, I just
sometimes,
found out something
yeah,
new.
A good crumb track comes on. I can't.
A good track.
A good crumb track.
Yeah, we're gonna get into this Toby Nwigwe. I got his name right now, I think, which
say
I'm
it
really
again.
Nwigwe.
Nwigwe. Yeah.
Nwigwe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're saying it.
So the first time was really bad. So shout out to Toby. Shout out to Paradise for coming through with these tickets. We got another pair we're going to be giving out online. But right now, if you tag us at LFOD Radio on Twitter, _, don't forget the _, and let us know you're tuned in. This is his record, Day Ones. We'll be back after this and a couple more with Red Shades. Yeah. Che, 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 Ibo Kwenue. Nice job, boy, they love how I accentuate. Most my partners tryna ball like the NBA. So they out here moving product like it's Mary Kay. I don't knock them, I just know the game. They ain't slaves, they just really love the whips and chains. The more things change, the more they stay the same. When I flow every corner, see fire like I'm gang. So I spit fire, no extinguisher. Might just teach fast some Ebo to make her up bilingual. Speaker keep up, I teach her to aim right with that thing you pull. Out your britches when your finger itches, cause you ain't too keen to wool. Me and pulled over your eyes, got you fresh like a license plate. You a goofy and blues, you can press your button to get your heater like microwaves. Ooh, you might just need to meditate. Get your mind out there, vegetate and stay. It's time to elevate. Cause I came straight from out the slums, so I need a check like Enjoy Ones. I swear it's for all of my day ones. I've been making bread, but they came from crumbs. Look. Flow hotter than pepper spray. Spit it for my kinky hair kinsmen that have been led astray. More than bullets from those who pull it in hopes to decimate. All they ops, cause on our blocks we learn to regulate from Warren G. It's kinda easy when you listen to that G-Dub sound. I had it on repeat. Oh, then I got it out the mud, walk straight out the puddle. Where I'm from, you yapping and start clapping like it's time to break the huddle. Ooh, ready, break. I remember eating free lunch with them heavy trays. Most my homeboys blew heavy haze after seventh grade. And most my homegirls had oval edges with heavy lane. It's time to elevate. Yeah. If they hating, baby, let them hate. Yeah. You can see me shining in the shade.
Said I ain't never made a wish, I made a plan. In and out of traffic, trying to stay up by the jam. I ain't trying to see the law, I already got the bars. Know some on the bars, but they shaking in the can. Damn, I just wanna make it to the land. Moving, but I'm pacing, I'm improving on my patience. I'm just saying, look, I'ma be $1 million man. Heard that they be running with some sheep to get a lamb. Look, go up in the spot, say he hot. I'ma let him rock, building on the stock. Raise the stock, we gon' let it pop. I just got the drop, fire with a perfect shot. I work a lot, even when I'm not, I be on the clock. Money, 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 get a dollar, you got holla. I be all up in the guala, steady switching up my collar. Look, I be on the socials, but I never did the follow. I be feeling supernatural, swear I'm living through my father. This the faculty, got up in the building with the master key. Open up these doors, go before we fucking shacking me. I was in the classes, everybody was an absentee. I was seeing casualties, they was in the canopy. People always saying that they got me, it's a fantasy. Show me that you got me through your actions, and we family. I've been feeling agony, think I know the recipe. Funny when your own fucking brother showing jealousy. Lying on my name, and it's women that been telling me. Dreaming for the better while sleeping with the enemy. And we spoke about it, so this is really double jeopardy. I grew up trying to follow you, now you gotta follow me. It is what it's gotta be, silence over honesty. Wacky, maybe in the future it'd be comedy. I was trying to get it, my nigga, and then we split it. Say it, but don't show it, don't tell me that you've been proud of me. Even people close, I've been feeling they all doubting me. Either that, or niggas just got it out for me. Tell me that I'm paranoid, I tell you not enough. Got me watching on the cars, about to call on every bluff. Confidence is on a billion, you can see it in the strut. Just not confident with others, I ain't confident with trust, nah. Pops, pops, her moms, into my pops, facts. The block hot, but we all gave it a shot, facts.
See, I don't know who to trust now. I know some people pretending. Maybe they see that I'm up now, so they all trying to be friendly. See, I don't know who to trust now. I know some people pretending. Maybe they see that I'm up now, so they all trying to be friendly. They saying I'm on, the word around town that I'm it. Scream when they see me perform, be reaching for more. The fans say they down with the shit. In me, I'm thinking of course, believe that it's false. But see what they tend to forget, they weren't there in the storm. I'm grateful for sure, but they wasn't playing my hits. They trying to use me for tours. They hit my DM and say, Shay, I'm proud of you. Here's a promoter, cause I'm looking out for you. Love all your music, I think that you powerful. I wanna tell you some things I think I would do.
Why they be lying to me? Why they be lying to me? Why they be lying to me? Why they be lying to me?
See, I don't know who to trust now. I know some people pretending. Maybe they see that I'm up now, so they all trying to be friendly. See, I don't know who to trust now. I know some people pretending. Maybe they see that I'm up now, so they all trying to be friendly. See, I don't know who to trust now. I know some people pretending. Maybe they see that I'm up now, so they all trying to be friendly. See, I don't know who to trust now. I know some people pretending. Maybe they see that I'm up now, so they all trying to be friendly. Phony to me and surprised by an attitude. Post on IG and use me for collateral. Your energy mixed with me not compatible. Using my music for three other avenues. See I'm bad and I'm sexy without having to. Show you my app for this facts that I have it. Got it then flaunt it, see me I'm not mad at you. What you put out is for sure coming back to you. Back to me, no more free features, stop asking me. Stay in my lane, I don't care who be passing me. What they all doing ain't got to do jack with me. Probably up on the beach living happily.
None of that matters to me. None of that matters to me. None of that matters to me. None of that matters to me.
See, I don't know who to trust now. I know some people pretending. Maybe they see that I'm up now, so they all trying to be friendly. See, I don't know who to trust now. I know some people pretending. Maybe they see that I'm up now, so they all trying to be friendly. Whether or not you support, I'll be ripping. This shell goes away, but my soul will be infinite. Papa today is away, they will mention this. Followed by coaching the youth through my mentorship. Y'all try to bruise, but be smooth is my temperament. Don't try to come for me if I didn't send for it. Internal peace, what I see you will never get. Seeing I'm blessing, I know that I'm heaven sent.
Why they be lying to me? Why they be lying to me? Why they be lying to me? Why they be lying to me?
See, I don't know who to trust now. I know some people pretending. Maybe they see that I'm up now, so they all trying to be friendly. See, I don't know who to trust now. I know some people pretending. Maybe they see that I'm up now, so they all trying to be friendly.
Why you so friendly? Why you so friendly? Why you so? Why you so? Why you so friendly? Why you so friendly? Why you so friendly? Why you so? Why you so? Why you so friendly?
Now, I don't know where all this love started coming from. And this is not for my day ones or people that just found out about me and they're like, yeah, yo, I really rock with you. This is about them bandwagoners. Y'all know who you are. But I'm grateful for all the genuine love. Let's get it.
We are back, Live Free or Die Radio. We kicked that off with Toby Nwigwe. And if you want to get tickets to his show next Friday, April 5th at Paradise, just add us right now, LFOD Radio. Let us know you're tuned in. After that, we had Cash Sinatra with What It Is. Shout out to Cash. That's off of submission. So artist submissions at LFODradio.com. Hit us up. If we like it, we will play it. And we close things out with the new one from Red Shades, Friendly. It's the first record off her new album, Chilling in the Shade. It's out now. What's happening?
What's up? What's going on?
Not a lot.
Just, not a lot.
You know, doing the interview, doing the having a conversation here.
Having
you know?
A conversation. That's good. I'm chilling.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah, always.
No shade in here, though.
No shade?
Except for the red shades.
Yeah, thank you for the sunglasses.
Of course. I love
donation.
To, yes, I love to give all the hosts a little gift. The yeah. red shades, the sights on there, shameless plug.
Okay.
And my at name.
All right. Yeah, there should be no shame in your game, so that's fine. You know, plug away.
Yes.
So, we're going to get right into it.
Okay.
First record off the new album.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of found it interesting that it's called Chilling in the Shade. The first few records to me were paranoid, anxious, dealing with uncomfortable subjects, and then it smoothed out. So what was your approach to sequencing this project?
It was to show the real person. Like a lot of times as an artist, we have to portray like this whole cool, everything's copacetic, you know, certain things like that. And my brand sort of is that I'm chilling in the shade, I'm cooling. But I felt like I had to be honest with my listeners out there. And so to grab them first with some of the real issues that I was going with, I wanted to put I strategically put Friendly, My Conscience, and No Resentment first, because it was like, all right, listen to what I'm really going through. But then also you get the other side of me, which is what you probably are familiar with, the chilling and just, you know, being laid back and stuff.
Yeah, it was not chilling at the beginning. I was like, "Oh no, is she all right?" Like,
yeah, no, I'm good, but I have to be honest, and that's I express myself best through my music. So, mm-hmm. I felt like I wouldn't be giving you guys the truth if I didn't put those songs at the beginning. Yeah.
Yeah. So is that
that's dope?
Like, is that a phase that you? Like, do you bounce back between one and the other, or are you, is that really what's going on inside
it's an ongoing
cool?
thing, and that's my thing. Like, a lot of people try to be like, okay, I went through this and it's fixed, I'm all great now, and that's not the case. Any real human being knows you have your good days and you have your bad days. Like, today I feel great, but tomorrow I might be paranoid again, and that's just the mm-hmm. beauty of life, the ups and downs, so.
Yeah. The highs and lows.
The highs and lows.
What Big Chris says.
It's good to keep it real like that.
You know, and it's not.
Yeah, no one's one-sided. Like,
yeah, nobody's. Like, and that's what I wanted to show was the different sides, because I have multiple sides to me as an artist, as a mm-hmm. as a person, and I put my actual real personality in my music. So
with that being said, we appreciate the real personality in your music.
Thank you.
By the way,
yeah.
3 years between the projects. So was that? Were you just in your head? Were you working Magnetic Aura a bit more? Like, what was the reason you took that much time?
So, great question. So, the answer is all of the above. When I did Magnetic Aura, that was like my first full body of work, like professionally. Mm-hmm. There was 16 tracks on that project, but if you got the bonus version on SoundCloud, it was 19.
Okay.
So first, that was so many tracks. You know, the attention span is short for listeners nowadays. But because I put so much effort into that project, I wanted to run that project dry until I couldn't anymore. And I didn't anticipate the influx of shows that I got in the past like year and a half or two, so I decided to still ride that album out because there were a whole bunch of people that didn't even hear it yet.
Yeah.
And so now that I'm performing and people are familiar with them now, and they're like, oh, these are from 3 years, 2-3 years ago, and I'm like, yep, because yep. I put a lot of money into it, so I'm like, you're gonna hear these songs until you get tired of them. And then even till this day, also I say, I'm not an artist that I like to put out a ton of projects. I'm not giving you 10 mixtapes in a year. You're never going to get that from me, no matter how big I get.
Okay.
Because
tell them now.
Yeah, I like to experience life. Like, yeah. For me, you know, everybody has their lane. And for me, from what I hear from my listeners, like, I'm very relatable. So how can I give you relatable content if I'm just giving you just whatever? Now, not every song has to be like some concept, like some conceptual thing. But for me, it's like I rap about things that I do and things that we probably go through. So if I didn't have anything, then I pretty much can't give you any content. And yeah. I also was going through a lot of personal things in between that break as well, where I couldn't even focus on the music. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. So.
And we need to get like some sort of ding sound effect when like the gem, because people do not work their projects hard enough. Like, they drop them.
Yeah, it's like, why am I going to put thousands into a record and then I'm giving you a new one 6 months later? I didn't. The city's like, it's small, but it's huge in terms of people are moving here every year. And no matter how big you think you are, there are tons of people that don't know who you are and they don't know the project.
There's what, 500 million people in the United States, right?
Yeah.
So if you aren't even if you have a million plays,
yeah.
There's 499
exactly. million. Exactly.
That's if people listen to it once, there's still 400.
Exactly.
There's
and it's probably, old to yeah. you and it's new to, like, there's still people that probably don't know Magnetic Aura, and that's why I still include that in my set today.
Yeah, I only know a few songs. I know Serena and a couple others.
Yeah.
And Sabrina. I know Serena and Sabrina.
And, you know. Yeah.
So.
My titles.
Yeah. How did you, shout out to Kia, by the way.
Yeah, shout out to Kia.
We were in the Sabrina video.
Yes, all through it. Like,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
The lead, the supporting actress.
Yeah, shout out to her. Yeah. How did you stay in the conversation for those 3 years? Because I feel like you've been present that whole time.
Thank you. So when I released Magnetic Aura at the end of 2016. I released it on my birthday in the fall. And then I didn't really have as much shows going on then, but I feel like shows are what keeps you, you know, in the conversation and stuff. I just made sure that in 2017, I was popping out to more events, showing my face, because that was my issue at first. It was like, I'm very shy.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the music in it. One day, you know, I want to put it out. I want people to find out about it. But then in the same breath, I'm like, I'm private. I don't really like to, you know, be all up in the cameras. I like to be behind the cameras. And I said, you know what, if this is going to go anywhere, I need to start doing the work. I need to start networking more. I need to start showing my face so they can put a face to the name. Because I feel like years prior, people were like, I definitely heard of your name, but I'm not really familiar with you.
Right.
So I needed, that's what I've been doing the whole 2018 and now, is getting people familiar with me, doing more interviews and, you know, just being present.
Yeah, that's what's up. So at some point during that networking, you linked up with the lovely Miss Amanda Shea.
Yes. Gang, gang.
How did that come about?
I'll tell my version, and then maybe Amanda, if I miss out any. I just remember, like, last summer around this, well, last May-ish, I had an active 2018, and I think I was just setting up to go to the A3C in Atlanta, and I had went to an event that Amanda was throwing, and I just pulled up, not with any ulterior motive. I was just there supporting, and I was like, hey. And I was like, hey, I'm... When I went to go say my name, she's like, I know who you are. And I was like, oh, okay. She's like, I know your whole Instagram
she
page.
Creeps.
She's like,
she creeps.
That's what she told me. And I was like, oh, okay. Because I'm so used to having to introduce myself. Yeah. And I think that's fun. That was a pivotal moment for me, because it was that at that point where I could finally stop introducing who I was. It was more so like, oh, yeah, we heard of you. And so from there, we sort of kept that online, like, relationship. And then I think a couple months later, you just hit me up like, yo.
is that the story?
That is exactly the story. I think the
you
event...
made it sound like it was spicier.
No.
Who, well, me? Yeah. That's my job. We need clickbait. When you go back to this, that's
we
how
kept seeing
be.
Each other at a bunch of events, and it was sort of just like, she saw all the work I was putting in, and sort of just like, yo, who's your team?
Yeah.
How are you at all these things? Like, what is going on? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I'm self-managed.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, who's booking you? I'm like, me.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Word. Match made in heaven.
Yeah.
No, that was perfect. I think the first time, the time they were talking about of like when I was like, I know who you are.
Yeah.
Was that the Anson Raps movement.
Yeah.
Music video release.
Yeah.
Yeah. You was there actually, Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
So we had
Anson put out the video from that night, if you're listening. Drop that movement.
Send it.
Okay.
Send it. We need clips. But yeah, it was there, and we was at the Black Market, and I remember, like, Red just comes in, like, you never know when she's about to pop up. Like, so I had, like, just saw her, and, like, right before she approached me, Anson had, like, tapped me on the arm, and he was like, and all credit to him, because him and his brother... was the one who, like, really
his
was
brother
like,
and I go back to 2005.
Okay.
So they high school, put me on.
Okay.
First, like, mixtape, high school, like.
I have high school questions coming
okay,
up for
cool,
you,
cool,
way.
Cool.
And, so shout out to McTrees.
Yeah, shout out
and,
to McTrees.
And Anson Raps for that. Because he was like, yo, because at the time, like, me and Anson would always, like, do our research, like, heavy, like, of, like, who's coming up, who's bubbling, who's doing what. And he was like, you don't know about Red Shades? Yo, like, my brother used to talk about, and I was like, who
shout
is
out
Red
to
Shades? And he was like, she been in the game for, like, 6 to 10 years. Like, I was like, 6 to 10? That's not even, but whatever. We let that ride out. So, so I was like, wow. I was like, okay, cool. So I went into my research as I diplomatically do, and I was like, yo, like, I admired how business savvy Red's, like, whole image was. I'm like, she's got a business, she got a website, she got all these things going, she got merch, she got, like, a little street team, it seems like. Like, how's she moving in these streets? And, like, I haven't known of her prior to this. So when we met, it was just like, yep, I know who you are, I did my research. And ever since then, like she said, we kept an online presence going, and it just seemed like we just kept running into each other by, like, six
every
degrees
event.
Of, like...
Every event. Either she was hosting it or she was there in attendance. Mm. And I was just like, what's up? And it got to a point where it's like, hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, yeah. She had put out a post on Facebook, and I think that's how it started. Like, you had said you were looking or seeking someone to help.
Really? Right.
I'm pretty sure it was a Facebook post, because I was like, word, you looking for management? I immediately was like, word, you looking for management?
Oh,
or,
no.
I think you had said something. Or maybe I have it wrong.
She read between the lines.
Yes, yeah, maybe.
I don't know, but she was just like, who's your management? And I was like, I'm self-managed. She was like, let me represent you.
That's
I was like, word, let's talk.
Word.
Yeah,
and here we are.
And here we are today.
Look, she's already getting you radio interviews. She's on it.
She did.
Appreciate it. She's on it. So... that's what's up. Congrats, guys.
Thank you.
I hope you do great things together.
Thank you.
So thank you.
We're rooting for you, for sure.
Appreciate that.
You have a lot of, I don't know, 6 to 10 years might be accurate from my research.
So, can I clarify something?
Yeah. Yes.
I was just saying this today. So, I've been doing music all my life, but I've been pursuing it for like 3 years.
Okay.
That's a big difference. So you probably can research me and find stuff from 2007,
yeah,
2008. Yeah, I was putting things out, but I went to college for 4 years, so I was not consistent at all. So I can't really say I was out here in these streets until 2016.
Okay.
On the pavement, like in the Boston scene. Because years prior, I was like all over the place.
Gotcha.
Traveled a lot, so yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So what I was, so you, the quote I heard, you said you were attracted to, there was an allure to the lifestyle, which made you want to pursue rap.
Well, yeah, so I grew up emulating my father, who was in a rap group. So like I sort of, and granted, those days in the late 90s are significantly different from today.
So that's what I was going to ask is what, like, why do you do it now? Why did you turn it up? Because you said
up a notch.
Yeah, you said you were attracted to something about the lifestyle, whether it was what came with it or what was going on.
Oh, probably that I was not. Like, I don't like everything that comes with, like, having to be an artist. Like, as far as, like...
This was like 97, you said.
Oh, 97? The little blur thing. Okay, yeah. Well, with my dad, he was doing like guerrilla marketing. So I was there. I was in on studio sessions. Yeah. And yeah, I was captivated by that. Like the whole, the development process.
Okay.
Like seeing the songwriting sessions and seeing the recording go down. And then seeing what it took to promote. Because back in the late 90s, you would go and just put flyers and stickers, you know, on the payphone. And that was it. Because they opened up for Rakim way back then. And that was like... you know, a dream come true for them. And I was there just taking all that in. And I was just like, wow, this is something I think that I can do. When I saw their first music video, I was like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
And so when he would come home, I would be like emulating him from the video and just being mad gangsta. And at like seven. So yeah.
Are you still in it for the same reasons or have they changed?
Yeah, I tell you this, the only reason why I'm still pursuing it now is for the love that I've had. It's literally embedded in my soul at this point. Because like I said, if I were to, I guess, quote unquote, fall off today, I'd still be recording music.
Right.
I don't care if it's 50 listeners or 5,000 or whatever the case may be. I love doing the music.
Gotcha.
So it's really not this fame that I'm after. It just, it comes with the territory, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you sound stressed by it, which is why I was wondering.
Yes.
You know.
It was something that I'm handling it well, I think, now. But you'll hear in the songs, like, I was always just scared because I noticed that people tend to gravitate towards me, and sometimes it could be overwhelming because I don't know, like, what you expect from me. And also, like, don't put me on a pedestal because, like, I be, you know, effing up and doing the same things you be doing.
Well,
but
yeah. Do you have, so your dad is an MC.
Yeah.
And
he was. He was. He's not still pursuing. He's my merchandise manager now.
Oh, so I was gonna ask: do you have records together?
You could find him on a video I had called "Keep It Moving."
He hung up the mic though. Don't freestyle. You don't get down a little family cipher.
He's a big music fan. Always will be, hip hop junkie. But he's like, no, I'm done with that. He just helps wherever he sees fit. And so his job is the merchandise.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's letting her handle the bars.
Yeah, he's just giving me my full, like...
No, I know, but family... I jam with my uncles and stuff, and I was like, it'll be cool to get in a cypher with,
and he was more into the songwriting, which makes sense, because that's me, too. I don't really do cyphers and stuff. I used to battle in high school, but...
I know. I want to play a record, and then I want to talk about that.
Okay.
Because time is flying by.
Okay.
I want to play this No Resentment record.
Okay.
This is my favorite record on the album.
All right.
So, Red Shades, chilling in the shade right now. People can get you at Red Shades, SHAYDEZ1, everywhere, right?
Everywhere.
Okay. Shoot her a follow, y'all. Let her know what you think. This is No Resentment. You are tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
This song right here is really probably one of the realest songs I ever wrote. I love you, Ma. Now my mother was a child, giving birth to a seed, barely even knew herself. She was only 17, couldn't think about her goals, couldn't think about
her dreams before she made every step. Always had to check with me. I got bigger now. Ain't no God to life. Gotta figure out as she got older, I got older too. Different visions now. How you supposed to always do for self when you with a child? Struggles we are faced with, too many expectations from society, it's tasteless. Always strive to be the greatest. My mama was the girl next door, she was laced with whatever was the latest. But hold up, now let me say this. Growing up, yes, she was wild, but was showing up. Put me on the game, little shades, didn't know what's up. But our relationship was strained, always blowing up. Told me not to talk back, is why I never opened up. Not the victim, cause I know there's times when I didn't listen. Wish that you could teach the lesson. Screaming isn't how you fix it, cause now when the voice is raised, I be getting triggered. I don't wanna play the blame game, I'm not pointing fingers. Maybe all the yelling is probably why I would dismiss it. Only time can tell what's exactly causing all this friction. Love you, Ma, forever. Can call on me now whenever. But we gotta be truthful and use some ways to get better. See, Mama, I don't hate ya. I just was filled with anger, so I had to point the finger. Only thing that I could think of, and then I didn't respect it. It's cause I was affected, but now I'm getting older. I don't have no resentment. And Mama, I don't hate ya. I just was filled with anger, so I had to point the finger. Only thing that I could think of, and then I didn't respect it. It's cause I was affected, but now I'm getting older. I don't have no resentment. I wanna heal with you. First that has to start by being real with you. You got other issues that make it so hard to deal with you. You bring out a side of me at times that I don't like to see. But I can be a little bit wiser how I react to these tensions that we have. Start stressing and not get mad. Then I start thinking back to everything that you had to endure. Not condoning it, I will take some ownership. I want you to live your best life, not controlling it. Treat me as a person and not your little servant.
We're back with Red Shades. That was No Resentment off Chilling in the Shade. I love that record.
Thank you.
I'm really into generational gaps right now.
Okay.
And mending them. I feel like I see a lot of differences in people's health based on the health of their family unit.
Yes, yes.
And I think it's something that we sweep aside a lot. And I don't always know, even if people think they're doing well, I think it really spills. So I'm really into the idea of just like repairing those and trying to, and those, a lot of it comes from very difficult conversations that need to be had.
Same, yeah.
With people who aren't always capable of having them, you know? Yeah. So shout out to you for that. Are things good?
Yeah, things are better now.
Okay.
Since that, like she heard the record before anybody else heard it. And she interpreted the record the way that I would have hoped, because I was like scared at first. But I think it just really helped us gain some perspective, and we're moving forward. Like we said, highs and lows, and just it did what it was supposed to do.
It worked,
and that's all I can say. And I'm happy for that. I'm grateful.
Nice.
Yeah,
I'm happy. I'm really happy to hear that. You know.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I love my mommy.
Yeah. You have to. Well, you don't have, you should. You could. You
yeah.
Know, that's good. That's awesome. That's awesome.
I had a quick question.
Yeah. Throw it out there.
So we're seeing like this huge rise of like female MCs in the city, right?
There you go.
I told you I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
So, you know, like Brandy has like the trap feminist rapper, mm-hmm. kind of like that's what she owns as far as like her title. Yeah. Like, how is it for you to navigate in a scene with a whole bunch of female MCs, mm-hmm. and you don't really have like a title, like you don't have like a,
cause I'm cool.
You know what?
Dick Boston voted me the coolest rapper, so I was like, I'll take that. You know, because yeah. like I like to say, I represent that gray area. Cause you either have somebody that's, you know, they're highly sexual and that's fine, and mm-hmm. you got somebody that they're just straight gutter.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I can give you the gutter, or I could give you the chill, or I could give you in between, like my little R&B records or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm that gray area because I represent everything, like not everything in terms of, oh, I'm gonna give you rock, I'm gonna give you, but just like today I might be feeling up and I want to talk my stuff, today I want to give you something, like, no, you have to listen and think, or we can catch a vibe, like on Magnetic Aura. So.
I like how you did that. I like how you slid that in there.
Yeah.
Women in general, I mean, I listen to mostly women rappers right now.
Okay. They're killing it. Shout out to everybody in the scene, by the way. So
yeah. I've just been on a huge Baby Mother kick.
I love her.
Yeah.
I love her. Yeah. She's coming here. Like,
yeah,
in
she's
next,
with Earl, I think.
Yeah, Earl Sweatshirt next week. Yeah, the week, the first week of April.
I think it's the night before the Toby show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, my other question was about your freestyle.
Can I ask something about the female one? Because you set up my question.
Okay.
Sure.
So you actually call yourself a FemC on your website, which stood out to me, because usually we talk about how, you know, comparing MCs across genres, and I don't like being having to compare
a lot of
women
don't
to
like,
other
yeah.
women. And then why did you choose, a lot of people would rather just all be MCs or rappers or artists, why did you choose to label yourself that, and what's your perspective with that?
Because look, a lot of people, and not saying that I like the labels, I hate labels, but people are going to label you regardless. You can't control what the culture is going to call you and all that. You could say, call me this and whatever, but at the end of the day, they see that you're a woman, and they're going to call you, like you guys just said, women rappers, FemCs, female rapper. You know what I'm saying?
But what I mean is we're not saying who's the best women rapper. We're saying, like, they're rapping better than the men.
No, right. Versus... But I'm saying in terms of, I'm saying, like, you guys are... emphasizing that we're women rappers.
Got
so
you.
Like I feel like people are gonna do that regardless, so
okay.
I'm gonna take it and
put
own
it, into it. It right?
FemC, I am an MC, you know that, but
right.
if I feel like we could use it to our advantage, because when you say, oh, I'm a FemC, they're like, oh, okay, let me see, can you rap though?
Okay.
And they're gonna give me more attention, so I try to use it in that way.
Okay.
I'm whatever you want to call me, but just know that I got bars, that's it.
Okay.
That's where we leave it at, and
okay.
So I'm okay with that term.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's dope, because we've had people say the... So it's interesting to hear that perspective.
I think it's because, like I said, I can't control what people call me as an artist. They're going to call me a female MC regardless.
Got you. Word.
For the freestyles.
Yes.
I noticed, like, a lot of people take that same approach. Like, the whole rapping in their car, rapping on video, or throwing out free verses.
Yes. My favorite
things.
Time.
Yeah, I slid it in. You know, free verses and things like that. But you have gotten some really, like, public, like, acclaim from your free verses from some mainstream celebrities. Is that, like, part of, like, your marketing plan? Like, let me just give y'all a taste.
Which celebrities?
So,
let's go. Hip Us. I don't know
let's
about
go.
This.
Okay, so
I've watched the Doja Cat. I watched a few of them. The ones on your YouTube.
Yeah, so I'll start from the first one. When I started doing the free verses in late 2017, I did a remix to Jasmine Sullivan's Insecure with Bryson Tiller. She saw it, liked it, commented on it.
Nice.
So I was like, oh, whatever. March of last year, one of my idols, Missy Elliott, I redid her Hot Boys. She liked it on Twitter. I went crazy, because that's like equivalent to whoever your favorite rapper is, and they go, oh, I like it. And then just recently, I put out the Doja Cat free verse, and she liked it. So I'm like, oh, I'm 3 for 5, because I think I only put out like...
There was a Cole one, and then...
Yeah, I put out the Cole one, that, and some of them, like, they've gotten such a great response that I perform them in my set.
As well.
Just like straight, no chorus, like I just do the verse there. And so, yeah, they've... Like 3 out of the 5 videos that I've done, the actual artist that I did their song, they like saw it, acknowledged it, liked it.
That's dope.
So I'm like, cool, let me keep doing it then.
Did you do anything extra to get their attention, or you just kind of put it out there?
No, so I have to give a shout out to my social media family, because they just be tagging and sending it to people and like there's this, you know, you can repost the story on Instagram, and a lot of my like supporters do that.
Okay.
Like they stay at every day, they're like tagging me and stuff, so I think because of all that, and the algorithms must have just boop, 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 and she was able to because literally somebody like was just like yo on all of them, just like Missy do this, and then like... But Missy didn't even see it on Instagram. She saw it on Twitter, which
okay.
I don't know how she saw it, because I'm not even popping on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's cool. Congrats. That's
yeah,
dope.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Can
you
I ask
real
a question?
Quiet. Yeah. Get it out.
So, No Resentment kind of got me thinking.
Okay.
I was wondering about where would you draw like a line in like, you know, toxicity with people, and like, do you decide to cut someone off, or do you decide to like work with them and try to change things?
That's a great question. Because I'm empathetic, I think I sort of look at it through a different lens. It really depends on the relationship. If I don't have much of an attachment to you, or if I don't feel that you're trustworthy or even worth my energy, then I probably would ghost you. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that that's the best practice, but I'm just being honest.
Yeah, you know.
But if you're somebody, obviously we have a history, a good rapport, and I know people go through things sometimes, and most of the times it's not even about you. Like, we tend to make it about us, and they could be going through so many internal things. And so I give people that space to just be like, all right, you're going through your moment. And that's happened with friends of mine in the past. They were going through their issues. We really weren't rocking like that. I let them go through their thing, and they come right back, and we work from there. Because I know I go through the same thing, so, yeah. Yeah.
I think, like, empathy, that's, like, the key, you know.
Yeah, so like, but people are quick to cut people off.
To, like,
yeah,
drop the match on the bridge.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm not gonna be like, oh, you play. I'm cutting you off. Everybody's getting cut off at the 2020. Like, no.
I have so many.
We're in call out culture and like
cancel culture. Everybody
cancel culture as well.
Well, everybody should be canceled because they say things that we probably don't agree with. That's life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One quick question. Yeah. Before Uncle Sam asks you anything else, because I think I know what's coming, but
get your PR in.
Nah, I'm not even.
Why?
What I was gonna say to you is, I see that you're fly. Like, your color is red, and you stay fly. And one of your trademarks is the sunglasses.
Yes.
And I noticed that you work with Solar Flare Optics.
Shout out to Solar Flare Optics.
On your glasses.
Look at her hand in the front.
I'm just, you know.
Yes, yes.
What would be, like, a Red Shades, like, sponsor? Like, who would you want to sponsor you? Like, what would be a dream sponsor for you?
I honestly want to look up some, like, prominent black-owned sunglass companies, and let's rise to the top together.
Facts.
That's what's up.
You know, because a lot of these brands, they're already solidified. They got their stuff. Like, I'm trying to do something from the ground up. And as I rise, we rise, and boom.
So you're willing to even, like, collab with, like, certain different
kinds of... Anybody, because somebody had to take a chance on me.
Facts.
So, yeah.
So no sneakers.
Anybody listening, if you want to sponsor me, let's talk. Let's get it.
Just had to throw that out there, you know.
Word. Yeah, we, yeah, sponsorships are cool.
Yeah, they are cool.
Something red.
Yes.
All right. Oh, man, I'm excited for Extra Bars. I'm gonna say that, and then I'm gonna say, what does LFOD mean to you?
LFOD, live free or die, means to me living unapologetically, being yourself, flaws and all, or nothing. Mm-hmm. Keeping your integrity.
Word. Short and sweet. We like that. Now, I got to ask, this is the question I've been dying to ask. So,
okay.
Stephanie Millions is on record as saying you have never lost a rap battle.
Oh, you guys do your research.
You were cold in the lunchroom. What is your coldest bar?
My coldest. This is going back to 2005 now. So
what
you
did you
give
put
me,
someone in the bag with, though?
Because they used to call me research papers because I came out with like booklets of rashing someone. They came at me. We would go home, write, and come back. So, like, I don't know. I got on his girl. I got on his hair. I got on just everything. I was, because, you know, back then, you know how battle rap is. So I was like, and you going to say, so how you going to do it?
Yeah.
So I don't remember the bars from back then because I was more into battle, like, in
my
high school.
What's the coldest one you've got in, or, like, that you've penned that you remember? Maybe it wasn't a battle, but, like, what's a bar that you're like, I wrote that?
The kill shot. It's ready for anybody.
Damn it. Why would you guys do this to me? Let me see. I don't know. I don't even know right now. You guys, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't even know because You mean like a battle bar or just like
just
a
any bar any that you bar? Were like what are you most proud of?
Yo, Red never gets stumped.
I don't. Look at you. There's so many bars. I'm trying to think of something where I'm coming at somebody's head. I like probably this last one, the last one that I did, but it's like it sounds good to the beat. But like I was just saying, there's you know, something about like you're a target, like they're a target, whatever, whatever. I don't know. I can't. Oh, I don't man. Even okay. know the line.
Can you hit the extra one later?
Yeah, like, I can hit you guys. Yeah, I can follow up and give you guys a line, but I couldn't even. Now you're like all these bars I write. You know how many songs I have to remember? I'm like, I don't know.
Well,
which
you
one.
Were just saying you're gonna know I'm MC. Like,
yeah.
So
oh, I could spit for you now, but
oh,
I'm not saying that that's the best one.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, the best one. I'm not really.
You didn't bring your best for us.
No, I'm saying you said best bar.
No, I know.
I was just looking at you like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I thought Amanda was the tough one here.
I know. She
you guys stumped me with that
yeah,
one.
We got to, you know, it's 2019, so.
Nah, she got bars.
Word. No, I know she has bars. I know she can
but
rap.
But the
I'm
best
I'm aware
one?
That you can rap well. You know, I know that.
Great. Rap great.
Well is proper.
Great.
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 All right. We're going to turn off Amanda's mic. Anyway, so you have a show this Friday,
yes.
Atwoods, Mint Green. You want to let us know what to expect from that?
Yes, you're going to get the Red Shades experience. That's what I like to do in my sets. If you watch any of my stuff from social media, you'll get that plus more. I like to talk to my crowd. I like to make it interactive. So just make sure you come to see what it's all about.
Yeah, and the social media is at Red, SHAYDEZ1.
Yes.
Everywhere, Red Shades. That's at Atwoods. What's the deal with Mint Green?
So, yeah, we're going to be meeting each other for the first time.
Okay.
I've heard a lot of great things about that group, and I'm excited to see their set as well.
Nice. That'll be dope. And also, I wanted to thank you for your work with THHT throughout the years. We love them. We love everything they're doing.
Yeah, shout out to TAAT. So, those are my partners.
they really give a good gift to, you know,
they
the
sure
kids.
Do.
A couple of them are working things out over wax right now, and it's beautiful to see it happen over wax, where if they didn't have those outlets, it might be going
differently.
Yeah. So thank you. Thank you for that.
No problem.
And then also stay tuned for that Hoop Hop mixtape dropping next month. You know,
yes, I'm excited.
I've heard
for
that too. You get Bakari said. Well,
what Bakari said?
I've heard the record, and he. I don't know. You might have. You got some cold stuff on there, so
appreciate it. I'm happy that for that particular record, I think Bakari is one of the only people that literally saw me write like a verse, and I didn't have much time to write it. I think I wrote it in like 45 minutes.
He
or
said
something.
You bodied him.
That's what he said. shout out to Bakari.
Did he say that?
Did he say that?
I don't think he'd say it on air.
He told me that. Oh, really? You pushed the bar up, so now I gotta go in and whatever.
He does that. He plays that little game.
Yeah.
No, like you would have bodied me if I had rapped first.
Because I didn't
I
even know what
so
to rap
to
about. Shout out to him for just giving me that
we
creative
love Bakari,
that creativity. He was like, just do whatever.
And yeah.
Yeah.
So shout out. You have a lot coming, by the way. I'm excited for all of it. Keep us in the loop. We'll keep the world in the loop. And thank you so much for coming on here and doing this with us.
Thank you for having me, guys.
I'm excited. We're going to chop it up more after. This was good. It's too short. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
Thank you, Victoria, for your photos.
Yes.
Shout out to Thomas, who's going to be editing this tonight so
hey,
you
Tom.
Guys can have it tomorrow. This will be live on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Amazon, iHeartRadio, wherever you could get a podcast tomorrow. Also, LFODradio.com. If you subscribe, you'll get it right away. Let us know if you're tuned in at LFOD Radio everywhere _ on Twitter. If you